We're all searching for success, but what is true success? Success, falah, as the Quran outlines, is such a success which after which there would be no test and there would be no possibility of failure. And that is not the case with regards to the tests of this world. A person does the matric exams, he may pass that. After this, will he do well in university exams? That remains to be seen. Who are the successful one? There are seven qualities that are outlined at the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun. Allah Rabbul Izzah begins enumerating that those qualities by saying, "Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un." Those who perform the salah with khushu. The meaning of khushu, literally humility, is to be quiet and submissive before someone, together with that having fear. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu defined khushu as khashi'una, ay khaifuna, sakinuna, fearful and quiet. And in that context, the verse of the noble Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِئَةً فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيَ الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ. Among the signs of Allah is you see the earth laying still. Then no sooner we send down water and it stirs and it swells. So this is a verse from Surah Hamim Sajda. So this refers to the fact that there's a sort of stillness and submissiveness to the earth. The Quran also uses the word as an adjective for several things, such as the faces, the eyes, the voices. It's used as an adjective for the heart as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not come for the believers that their hearts should feel humble at the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So what we learn from this is that actual humility is that of the heart. You know, some people put a false pretense of humility. They say, no, I'm no one. I'm just a non-entity. And when you tell the person, yes, you know what, you're voicing your opinion, you're a non-entity, and then you see how the person's face changes colors. So when the heart is humble, fearful, still and subdued in salah, a person's thoughts will not stray here and there. They will be confined to one single purpose. And this is the effect of khushu on a person's salah. The ulama have outlined what is this khushu, what does it mean? As we said, that literally there's meanings to it, calmness, quietness, but from the religious terminology, in religious parlance, what does it mean? So in the Bayan al-Quran, Mullah Shafi'i Tanwi rahimahullah has outlined it as, what is khushu? Khushu is to bring about a state of perfect concentration in the heart, so that the person does not knowingly allow any thoughts to enter his heart, and other than the remembrance of Allah. It means that during salah, a person must abstain from moving his body and his limbs. He must focus his attention totally on salah and avoid makruh things such as cracking the knuckles or swaying from side to side, things like that. So that is one definition. Tafsir al-Mazhari speaks about khushu, where Sayyidina Amr ibn Dinar and others have given slightly different definitions, saying that they go into further detail, saying that according to Sayyidina Mujahid, casting down one's eyes and keeping the voice low is khushu. Sayyidina Ali said that khushu is to refrain from casting sideways glances. Sayyidina Atta said that the word means not toying with any part of the body. No person plays with his fingers, plays with the cloth of his kurta or anything like that. There's a hadith of Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah Rabbul Izzah says that Allah keeps an eye over his servant during salah as long as the servant concentrates his attention on Allah. But when the servant turns his attention elsewhere and glances obliquely sideways, Allah also turns away from him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have reported to have said that, in fact it is reported from Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, in the reports that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that keep your eyes fixed at the spot where you touch the ground in sajda, and not to look sideways. So this is part of khushu, bringing one's body into a state of harmony, and focusing your gaze and controlling your thoughts. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw a man playing with his beard and a remark, لَوْ خَشَعَ قَلْبُهُ هَذَا لَخَشَعَتْ, that if this man had khushu in his heart, his body and his limbs would also remain in a state of khushu. Now from a jurisprudence point of view, What is the Islamic ruling of performing Salah with or without khushu? Imam Ghazali, Allama Qurtubi and other scholars of the view that khushu during Salah is an obligation. And a Salah without total khushu will be deemed to not have been performed. That's one opinion. That's not the preferred opinion. It's not the mainstream opinion. However, that is an opinion that exists. And we ask ourselves then, if this is the case, do we really have one Salah that we can say that we performed with complete khushu from beginning till end, complete concentration, where we didn't allow any straight thought, we didn't entertain any straight thought? So allowing it, we don't have control over that, it will flash up, but we didn't entertain these stray thoughts that come into our mind. Mawlana Shabir Al-Thani rahimahullah has written in the Bayan al-Quran that khushu, while it is an important, it's not a prerequisite for the validity of the salah. It's an essential element for the acceptance of the salah. So there's two things. One is the validity of the salah and the acceptance of the salah. The salah could be done, but it may not be accepted to the point that you get great reward for it. So that is another opinion in this. Allama Tabrani, rahimahumullah, has written in his book, Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, he narrated a hadith of Sayyidina Abu Darda, that Nabi Salaam said, the first thing that will be taken away from this ummah is khushu. So much so that a time will come where you will enter a masjid and an entire jamaat had performed salah, yet not a single person, his salah had met the requisite of khushu. Is this not frightening? Where do I and you stand in this matter? You know, where are we with the khushu of our salah? It is narrated of Sayyidina Abu Bakr that he used to stand in his salah so still that it was as though it was a tree planted or a lifeless twig. And that was, he would say this, the others would explain that as being the khushu of the salah. So whether it is a requisite for the validity or not, or the acceptance of salah, it's something that we need to work on. Something that we realize that in this world, anything you want, you've got to work for it. So similarly, we need to work towards the perfection and the attainment of this quality of khushu. May Allah grant it to us. We also need to make dua for it. Like everything in this world, we make effort for it, have a plan of action, and then together with that, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua at tahajjud time that Ya Allah, grant me khushu in my salah.